Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Norris Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues, sir. I assure you that we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Do you have a few minutes to do a survey, sir?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. And to be sure, we have a representative sample. Can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 or 29, or between 30, 39, or between 40, 54, between
40.
Thank you.
40.
Thank you so much. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home, for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations of community institutions for each one. Please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you've never heard of your, if you've never heard of them, just let me know, please. Thank you. Just a moment. Okay. The Children's Trust.
No.
Okay. United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Okay. United Way of Miami-Dade County, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
No, I don't know much. I've heard of it. Don't know much about it.
Oh, okay. So these are the answers that maybe you can provide me. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I have no idea. Just like in the middle?
Okay. Thank you. Miami-Dade County. Okay. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust. Have you heard that one?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children in your family?
Yes, but not county, state.
Okay. When you search for information about programs and services for children under your care in your family, which of the following do you use most frequently, sir? Use an app on your smartphone, online community, visit a specific website, call the 211 helpline, search the internet.
Internet?
Okay. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you criticize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize, or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community, sir? In your own words.
Could you repeat that?
Yes. When considering the work of Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
No impact.
Okay.
They charge us. You do in Miami-Dade County?
Okay. I'm putting that in your own words. No impact. They charge.
No, I just said, like, I know they charge us on our taxes, but I never heard of anything.
Okay.
But they charge everyone for their taxes for Miami. I just looked at it now. Miami Trust, they charge in our taxes.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Now, this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
Okay.
My wife's a teacher, so they don't do
much. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, my wife's a teacher, they don't do much. I just asked her.
Okay. Thank you. Prior to this interview, sir, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And have you ever heard or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
No, never heard of it or seen it. I just seen it in my taxes.
Oh, okay. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online, social media, radio, television, newspaper? Okay. We are almost done, and I do appreciate your time, sir. With our survey, we just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Hispanic, Latino, Cuban?
Cuban. Cuban American.
Okay. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Black, or African American, Asian?
White.
Okay. Thank you. What is your marital status? Single, not married, or divorced, or separated? Married. Okay. Do you own or rent your own current residence?
Own.
How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Okay. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $25,000, between $25,000 and $100,000?
More 100.
More 100, okay. Let's see here. Okay. And your gender, sir? In your words.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. What is the zip code of your home address?
62126.
62156?
33126.
33126, thank you. What region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Northeast Miami-Dade, Northwest,
South?
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much for your participation. This concludes your survey, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful
day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.